The author of the Disclose Act, Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, has said there's a dark money tsunami of slime washing over U.S. democracy with virtually no way for the public to see who's behind it. Earlier this year, a research firm called True North said that dark money groups raised more than $500 million to capture the Supreme Court and other courts and to reshape the law since 2014. Whitehouse referred to the eye-popping figure.
The last count is that it cost $580 million in dark money to achieve that purpose. I don't know anybody who spends nearly $600 million, more than $500 million, without having a purpose in mind. And when you see the undoing of women's right to determine their own reproductive choices, when you see new weaponry rolled out against pollution regulations, when you see 100-year-old gun laws being taken down, when you see the agenda of the big money right wing being implemented by the court, it begins to look like, in fact, they got their money's worth.
The Disclose Act would require super PACs and other campaign groups to report the source of any contribution totaling $10,000 or more. But Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said that to require disclosure would amount to an attack on the First Amendment. And he said senators were wasting time on the legislation instead of what McConnell said were other more important priorities.
Instead of trying to clean up the border mess, the crime mess, or the inflation mess, my Democrat colleagues have decided it would be easier just to erode the American people's right to complain about it in the first place. The legislation I'm speaking about itself is an insult to the First Amendment, and the notion that it gets Senate floor time today above everything else is truly an insult to the working people of this country.
The U.S. Supreme Court 2010 decision in Citizens United opened the floodgates to campaign spending by super PACs and other dark money groups. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called flimsy the Republican argument that requiring disclosure of large contributions would deter people from giving. He said in recent years, the Republican Party has been built on a foundation of dark money.
It is how they've hijacked our courts. It is how they have promoted groups that push for voter suppression. It is how they have killed climate policy for years before Democrats finally pushed through our climate investments earlier this year. In a healthy democracy, American voters alone should have the power to determine the nation's leaders without fear that their voices will be drowned out by powerful elites or special interests. Whether you're rich or poor, young or old, well-connected or otherwise, shouldn't matter. We should all be equal in our exercise of the franchise.
And Republicans will have even more dark money to depend on. Democrats pointed to the recent expose that a secretive Chicago industry mogul quietly gave $1.6 billion to the architect of the right-wing takeover of the federal courts. 90-year-old Barry Side donated all his shares in his electronics company to the group run by Leonard Leo, who helped select former President Trump's conservative Supreme Court nominees. I'm Eileen Alfandari for Pacifica Radio.